May 8, glorious possibilities before us. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Philippians 2:5. How glorious are the possibilities set before the fallen race. Through his Son, God has revealed the excellency to which man is capable of attaining. Through the merits of Christ, man is lifted from his depraved state, purified and made more precious than the golden wedge of Ophir. It is possible for him to become a companion of the angels in glory and to reflect the image of Jesus Christ. Yet how seldom he realizes to what heights he could attain if he would allow God to direct his every step. God permits every human being to exercise his individuality. He desires no one to submerge his mind in the mind of a fellow mortal. Those who desire to be transformed in mind and character are not to look to men, but to the divine example. God gives the invitation, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. By conversion and transformation, men are to receive the mind of Christ. Everyone is to stand before God with an individual faith and individual experience, knowing for himself that Christ is formed within the hope of glory. As our example, we have one who is all and in all, the chiefest among 10,000, one whose excellency is beyond comparison. He graciously adapted his life for universal imitation. United in Christ, where wealth and poverty, majesty and abasement, unlimited power and meekness and lowliness, which in every soul who receives him will be reflected. Oh, that we might more fully appreciate the honor Christ confers upon us. By wearing his yoke and learning of him, we become like him in aspiration, in meekness and lowliness, in fragrance of character, and unite with him in ascribing praise and honor and glory to God as supreme. Those who live up to their high privileges in this life will receive an eternal reward in the life to come. If faithful, we shall join the heavenly musicians in singing with sweet accord songs of praise to God and to the Lamb.